Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Cardi B is collaborating with Reebok. The 26-year-old rapper who has a 3-month-old daughter, Culture, with husband Offset, is partnering up with the sportswear brand to promote the company's Aztrek sneakers and clothing. Now, the partnership was announced in Women's Wear Daily. Reebok's president, Matthew O'Toole, said, quote, "For us, she is really emblematic of what our brand has done well over the years. It's to be bold, provocative, and uninhibited." If we look at some of the things we've done with Allen Iverson, or the first to sign musicians, we were at the best when we were with people who are comfortable living out loud, and Cardi fits that. Well, that's certainly the truth. You know what? Cardi isn't just a world-class entertainer. She's a mother, a style icon, a pop culture magnet, and above all else, a fearless individual. I guess that's right. But she has broken every mold. And you know what? Good for her. And sometimes I tell people this is what happens when you get married and have kids. People still like you. Go figure. The Herb Alpert Foundation has established a new scholarship at UCLA in honor of jazz legend Hugh Masekela. You know, Hugh passed away earlier this year. He was a prolific musician, a trumpeter, and ambassador for South Africa and African jazz, a genre he actually helped to create. Well, Herb Alpert and Hugh were good friends and collaborators, and Hugh Masekela was not only a brilliant jazz musician with his own style, but he was a champion for human rights. And of course, that's what Herb said. You know, the endowed Hugh Masekela Scholarship was established with a gift of $100,000 from the Herb Alpert Foundation and then received matching funds from the Chancellor's Centennial Scholarship Match. So that means that all the scholarship recipients in their new Global Jazz Studies program will be supported in their studies and will also have a chance to take a trip to South Africa. This is so great. In fact, it's what I call a win-win-win. I love those. Speaking of winning, the Democrats have taken back the House of Representatives, which means we now have the necessary checks and balances we needed to keep democracy alive and well in America. Thank you, everybody, for voting. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.